So it seems that social media is in the news quite a bit right now. Or should I say anything digital is in the news right now. The first story would be David Cameron setting about making the forests, changing the status so that they were privately owned. And now they're going to stay as they are. So he's done a complete U-turn. This is just a regular news item that's as shocking as the next. But it's been said that the hashtag on Twitter, Save Our Forests, and Facebook conversations and campaigning and polls have been helpful by a huge amount. The campaigners who have tried to campaign against this have found that the social media or the digital world using social media have really spawned the campaigns and petitions and polls against these policies to be in place, and have managed to push enough clout behind it so that David Cameron has now actually decided that it's something that needs to be changed back, and has gone, as they say, has made a U-turn on this decision, and that's all thanks to social media, apparently. Like I say, it's the power of social media that's driven that one, and it seems that the internet has no boundaries. It covers many continents and other countries, and it's a marvellous device that has helped the second story, the father who in China, he basically lost his child in China, and this seems to be a regular occurrence, something that normally happens, and the police tend to turn a blind eye to or never usually find the suspects. And in this case, the Chinese father who used the internet was in Britain, and his child got taken to China, and 3 years later the child has returned to the thanks of the Chinese police force. But this is no thanks to the microbloggers, the microblogging sites, and the one in particular that a well-known journalist from the main media streams was promoting, who had a couple of million followers, and from that those followers continued to microblog, then spreading the word. And once the word is spread out in China, it turns out that one person managed to take a picture of a child playing with their father, and it turns out that was the missing child, and the person in the shot, the dad, was just make-believe. He was pretending to be father, and with those images and information being transferred so speedily and just at amazing speeds, the father could return that back to the police and then let the police get on with their job, really. It's two amazing stories about keeping public space public and forestry, you know, really accessible, and so that it's maintained for people to access and do the country walking, and also about families and how families need to stick together and the community can pull together to save forests but also help families stay together. Many different levels of talking there, and I'm sure none of that made any sense to you, but all in all, it's all to the power of social media, microblogging, and Twitter and Facebook. So I wonder how much more we would see of these kind of issues, typical news items, but aided by digital technology and social media in the future, because it seems to be taking the headlines by storm, really.